time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
What up, seeker of knowledge? My name is Jim Heskett, and I'm aka The Juggling Author, and I'm here to shoot another rocket of knowledge into your face today. Wah! I was going to call this episode How to Get Rich Blogging, but I didn't want to be too snarky. I didn't want the clickbaity title to be misconstrued too much. But I am going to talk about blogging, and as with a lot of these episodes, there's alternate titles that you could extrapolate from that. Like if you remember recently in my episode where I talked about content curation, I'm going to be talking about some of the same stuff here because the question is, should you blog? And the answer is, one, if you have a time machine and you can go back to 2007, absolutely yes, blog daily. Two, the answer to the question is maybe. The answer to the question is you should always go where your audience is. Like if the question is, should I start a YouTube channel? The answer is maybe. Is your audience on YouTube? Is the question, should you start doing Facebook Live videos? The answer is maybe. Does your audience like Facebook Live videos? And if the question is, should I start a blog? The answer is maybe. Does your audience like that? Can you get the engagement you're seeking? Because one of the biggest problems that you're going to encounter whenever you're trying to do something, particularly if it's something off of social media, is how to get your audience from the place where they are, which is probably Facebook, to the place where you want them, which is your website. And if that is your goal, you are going to need compelling content, compelling subject lines for emails, compelling blog post titles for blogs. It has to be compelling enough to break people out of what they are doing, which is scrolling through Facebook to look at cat videos and angry political rants, to get them to stop doing that, which is what they want to do, to break that pattern of thought and get them off of Facebook and onto your website. So like I talked about in the content curation episode, the first thing that you really need to do is to have content that will appeal to your readers. Me, as a thriller author, I post stuff about true crime. I post thriller book reviews. And this is the kind of stuff that you would find if you go to jimheskett.com/blog. You can see the kind of stuff I blog about there. I also blog about new releases, about giveaways, the occasional cover reveal or blurb book description reveal. And that's the kind of thing that my audience does like. And do I get a lot of engagement? I get a decent amount of engagement. Certainly not as much as if I post something natively on Facebook. That's why if I do record a video that I want to upload, I will put it on YouTube, and I will always put that same video on my Facebook author page. Like if I'm recording a behind-the-scenes story about the inspiration for a book, or if I'm recording a book review, I'll always put those on both YouTube and on Facebook, and I always get way more engagement on Facebook because that's where my audience is. Now, why do I still post to YouTube if I don't get a whole lot of engagement there? Because it's not really any extra work. I've already recorded the video. All I have to do is upload it and then copy and paste the same title and description I have from Facebook, because there are a very small percentage of my audience likes to consume my content on YouTube. And so I put that stuff up there for them. Now, I'm not going to put a lot of effort into YouTube because that's not where my audience is. In general, I mean. And here's something, I know I've brought this up before, but I'm going to bring it up again because it's important. And let me tell you a little story. A few years ago, I was following this author online, and I won't say her name, but I was following this author who was somebody who she had, she was seeking a trad pub contract. She'd just gotten an agent for her YA book. And she had a writing craft blog where she talked about writing craft in long form text posts and video blogs. She did this 3 days a week. She was posting about try-fail cycles. She was posting about grammar and about other things related to the craft of writing. And I commented on one of her posts one time because I liked her talking about writing craft. I liked the stuff she talked about writing craft. But I asked her why she was spending all this time posting about writing instead of promoting her books, because I was like, how, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, how does this help you sell books to talk about how to make believable villains? And her response was, well, writers, my question basically was, you're attracting a big writer audience. How is that going to help you sell books? And her answer was, well, writers buy books too. And I've often thought about that answer because I think it's a terrible way to look at it, and that, you know, I could go sit outside the library and set up a stand and sell hammers, because people who go to the library sometimes need to buy hammers. But wouldn't I sell a lot more hammers if I was sitting outside the Home Depot? Because people are going to the Home Depot to do stuff like buy hammers. They're a lot. That's a lot more where my hammer buying audience is, right? So the moral of the story is, and to answer the question, should you blog, you have to be able to satisfy two components first. One, are you writing content that's appropriate for your audience? And two, do you have the right audience? And even if you can answer both of those questions in the right direction, that still doesn't necessarily mean that you should spend a whole lot of time blogging, because it's probably not going to help you sell a lot of books. I do it, and I don't do it very regularly. Usually what I'll do is I will take a little bit of time every few months to schedule a bunch of stuff out in advance, and then I don't have to worry about it again for a while. But I do it for a couple of reasons. One, I do get a certain amount of engagement, and I like to point people to other things and like to follow me on Facebook or follow me on other places. And two, I think it's good for the SEO of my website to have regular new content being posted there. And as always, one thing you're going to have to deal with when you first start is talking to an empty room. I hate that. I hate talking to an empty room. But when you start off with zero followers, that's what you have to do. So if you want to make a crack at creating a blog, think about the things that I've already mentioned and know that you're not going to have a ton of followers up front. You're going to have to be okay with talking to an empty room. There is a tipping point between trying something that doesn't work and giving up too soon, because, you know, when you start a podcast, you start a blog, you start a YouTube channel, you're going to build followers, and it's going to seem like it's not working at first, no matter what you do, basically. But then once you get to a certain point, you can say, okay, I've put enough energy into this. I've put, you know, given it 6 months of regular work and it's not working and I can quit now. But if you put up two blog posts and you don't automatically get 10,000 views on each one, maybe you can give it a little more effort. But whether or not that's going to work for you, I can't say. You're just going to have to experiment, see if the time cost is worth the benefit you get back in either increased book sales or increased engagement. And that's the decision you're going to have to make. And so I feel like I've rambled on enough about this topic, and hopefully you are less confused about what to do than when you started, but I realize it's entirely possible you might be more confused, and I'm sorry about that. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you like the show, rate and review it on iTunes. Consider leaving me a review. Consider checking out the book, The Juggling Author, because there's a shit ton of great advice in there from yours truly. All right, I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.